Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I have never experienced any pain like this. So he's looking at four kids, three cats, one dog, one fish.
It's a lot of baggage.
And the valet's like, are you like famous or something? And I was like, used to be.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with comedians Julie Goldman and Brandi Howard. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know why I called you Julia.
Why not?
Sorry.
Why can't I be Julia? I can be Julia. Absolutely.
Now, I didn't... This is really terrible because I've been doing this show for 3 years. And Jameson, how long have we worked together? Is it the whole 3 years?
Probably the last two years.
You don't even know that.
Okay. So he mentioned his... So he mentioned his brother. And I'm like, oh, God. How old's your brother? And I'm like, do you have any other siblings? And he's like, yeah. And then I thought to myself, I can't believe that I have never asked you that.
Yeah, I have a family. I came from somewhere. I didn't just show up, actually.
And then I looked over at Alyssa, and I'm like, oh, God, I've never asked her that question. And then what were you saying?
That I was, like, talking about my family, and I'm like, oh, my dad, and you were on your phone, and then you go, Shane, it's old.
I'm so sorry. I'm trying to be less self-involved. I'm not succeeding at it, am I?
Yeah, it reminds me of Mike Seaver on Growing Pains when he stayed home from school sick and he saw an episode of Gilligan's Island and he was like, Gilligan's Island is on when I'm at school? And his mom was like, yeah, TV keeps going. Everything goes on. All of a sudden you looked at them and you were like, oh, they're people. That's weird.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, we made it. We got home last night. Shane and I and Tori, we went to Reno. We saw a doctor in Reno who did, they do some interesting work there. I mean, I think they do stem cells, they do exosomes, they do PRP, they do ozone therapy, all of these. They do chemotherapy too, which there was a room for like the chemo patients.
Oh, that's depressing. It was dark.
Thank you. And you know what?
Did you walk in and go, hey guys, what's up?
It's Jeff Lewis.
It's me, Jeff Lewis. Who's human in here?
I did not. In fact, they wanted, after my treatment, they wanted me to go like, oh, do you want to, you know, to go, you know, hang out on there? And I looked in the window and I'm like, oh, is there any place else I could sit? I just couldn't do it. You know what I mean?
I don't,
it's sad in there. So I said, no. So fortunately there was another doctor who was gone early. And I was able to sit in his office and look at all of his family photos. And he has a very handsome son.
Hey, Schallenberger Jr.
Do you think the chemotherapy people go into the window of the other doctor like, knock, knock, hello? Like, we're in here, but you guys get to be in there.
Well, the Tori was in there with them, by the way.
Why are they sending in? It's like an oncology.
It's this huge place.
For IVs and that kind of
thing. No, that's too depressing.
Anything for an IV. We don't care what goes in it. Why not?
So,
oh, my God.
I've been with people who have a fear of flying, but Tori is probably one. It's one of the worst things I've ever seen. And I think it was one of these things that her dad maybe projected onto her because her dad was afraid of flying. I'm like, what? How did all this start, Tori? She said, well, when her dad was younger, he was supposed to board a flight. For whatever reason, he missed the flight, didn't make the flight, and the plane crashed. Mm. And his family was terrified, like thought something had happened to him. So when he got a hold of his mother just tell him he was okay, she said, I never want you to fly ever again, because she thought for an hour she thought he was dead. So he was always afraid of flying. He must have projected onto Tori. I've never seen someone
what was going on
so scared. And we gave her half a Xanax, we gave her two cocktails.
When we were taxiing, we're all like strapped in. She's like, Shane, I need a drink, I need one right now.
But we were taxiing.
I was like, I can't get up. She's like, I need drink.
Like, we're just driving right now. We're just driving. This is just basically a big car at this point.
So we're taxiing to the runway, and Shane got up. He had to get up because, mm-hmm. I mean, we realized, like, this is urgent. Like, she's not going to make
like
it.
This.
So fortunately, it was a very small plane. So fortunately, it was rather smooth, mm-hmm. right, on
the
way
great.
Way there. There was just a few bumps. Is that when she spilled her drink on me?
No, that was the way home.
Okay. The way home was not good. So the way she was, I think she was feeling a little overconfident.
Right.
But I thought, like, you know, these real small planes, they bounce, right? Mm. And I'm used to it, so it doesn't worry me. But it was so smooth on the way there. She's like, oh, this is not as bad as I thought it was. But on the way home, it was a little bumpy.
Yeah, so she thought there was a problem.
She thought there was a problem.
Right.
She freaked out. Mm. She started crying. Oh. Her makeup was running. Her hair extensions were coming out.
No.
She was screaming.
She was screaming. And I'm like, you've got to calm down because the pilots are going to think something's wrong. And they need to focus on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was when we hit the clouds is when we got bumpy. It turned out there was a thunderstorm and they were trying to go around it.
Yeah.
So
going to Nevada from here is very turbulent. I mean,
it is turbulent. Yeah. We all know that.
Yeah.
Vegas is always, right, whenever we land in Vegas, it's always bumpy, whatever. But she, yeah, it was.
That's one of the most, like, I think, we know a girl who was supposed to be on one of the 9/11 flights. That's one of the, like, most psychologically, like, mm-hmm. fucked up things to happen to someone. Like, I slept in and didn't die. However, I'm going to start pretending that I'm super afraid of flying so someone gives me a Xanax and two drinks while we're taxiing.
And I think she had three on the way home.
Yeah.
Well, one ended up on my lap.
Yeah.
Because when she freaked out, she literally just dropped it. And it just went all over me.
And she was just like, oh, this is scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, is that how it was?
Yes.
Pretty much.
And you guys were just like, and now were you like this, Shane? Cancel our trip to Hawaii. I mean,
this is so we posted the picture and the live photo. She's screaming, she's crying.
Oh,
like,
no.
It wasn't a joke.
Oh my God.
Not a joke.
It kind there's of looked like she was filleting one of you. Who
was that? It was Jeff.
It was.
But there's a thing with that, too, where once the drama starts, you can't get out of it.
She's
I think
really
for a lot
scared.
Of times, and that fear
you
can't.
You have to commit to the bit.
Well, I think it's like, yeah, right. Or that when you feel terror.
Right.
How do you get, you can't get out of it. And flying is can be terrifying. I mean, you know.
Once we got to 35,000 feet, we leveled off and we were out of the clouds at that point. And then she was okay. She was okay. She was okay for the rest of the.
Yeah, she was cool.
It was just the first 15 minutes.
And the last 15 minutes.
Really? It was the last 15
minutes? She's not great at landing either.
Oh, so it's going turbulent.
It was turbulent going down. She panicked a little bit.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. Now, well, just to, you know, to back up. So I started calling her because, you know, she's not so punctual. So it was very clear, like, you need to be at the airport by 10:45 because we are leaving at 11. So I started calling her at 10 o'clock.
We got in the car 10:15. Oh no, yeah, you called her first too before we got in the car.
I tried to call her. I was going to voicemail, texting, no response. At about 10:15, this is not a good sign. 10:15, what's the weather like in Reno? Which means you're fucking getting dressed.
Yeah.
You're getting dressed right now at 10:15. What's the weather like in Reno? And I said, hot. It's 99 degrees today. And then I told Shane, and we're in the car on the way to the airport. I'm like, she should be.
It's 10:15.
She's getting dressed. So I'm now. Okay, are you in the car? I called her a few times. I texted her a few times. 10:45. Okay, we're pulling into the airport. 10:45. You're going to be mad at me. You're going to be mad at me. I'm like, what's going on? She said, okay, well, I called an Uber and he was waiting for me, but I was doing my hair and I took too long and he left.
Oh my God.
So
I mean,
she's like, so now I'm driving and Waze says I'll be there at 11:04. I said, it's okay. 4 minutes. Is there parking in the airport? I'm like, yep, just turn in, go to the right, blah, blah, blah. So, at about 11:04, I was waiting outside the terminal for her. And then when she came around, because she almost passed the terminal, and then I waved, and she pulled in, and I said, and I jumped in the car, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to show you exactly where to park. And so we got through, no problem.
Easy, yeah.
So
did she get there at 11:04? Did she do the thing of, it says 11:04, but it really says 11:14?
She did get there at 11:04.
Oh, wow. Okay.
11:04. So we didn't, I want to say we didn't take off till maybe.
It was like 11:26.
Yeah, 11:26.
I also wonder, who wonders what the weather's like in Reno? Does it really fluctuate?
It's also an app.
It's August.
It's an app on
the
phone.
Is it chilly
well.
In Reno today?
Like, scroll right on your iPhone, by the way, too. Do a quick swipe.
Right.
So Priscilla, our driver, she was our driver for the afternoon. She picked us up. What was funny is that she had her phone like on a holder, by, you know, you've seen people, they put their iPhones on a holder.
Yeah.
So I was reading her texts. So we got out of the car, and then, do we go to the bathroom? Yeah. We got, okay, so they picked us up at the plane, and then I'm like, can we stop at the terminal because I have to use the restroom? So I went in to use the restroom, and so did Tori and Shane. When we come back, I started reading her texts, and I realized she had texted her friend, I picked up Tori's spelling.
Oh my God,
and she's like, why is she in Reno? And then she's like, I don't know. They're going to like some sort of dermatologist. And I was like, it was like bling, bling. And reading the text until Priscilla got back in the car. And then she realized her friend was texting her and she took it off the holder and put it down.
Oh my God.
But I'd already been reading the text.
Yeah. Ooh, too late, Priscilla.
But I liked Priscilla because Tori said, okay, at one point Tori did hold me hostage because this, she texted me she was not going unless we could go to the casino.
Okay, that's fair.
I said, fine.
She wanted to play some quick Keno, knock it out. Yeah.
So Priscilla, which I thought was really cool, and I want to have her as my driver.
For sure.
From here on out. So
next time we come, Priscilla's going to be here. She's going to be your driver here in LA.
That's right.
And she's going to be like, okay, some two douchebags came over to same friend.
Well, we were at the doctor's office for 3 hours, and Priscilla actually went to casinos, the three casinos in Carson City, to check out which one would be best for us because she wanted to do a casino buffet. And I'm like, I don't know if that's a good idea right now with COVID.
Is she wanting a Delta snack? What is she thinking?
Oh, my God. She doesn't care. She's strong. She's fit. She's doing it. You know what I mean? She's in Reno. She's a driver. Her name's Priscilla. You know what I'm saying? She's
but like, Tori wanted steak and lobster.
Tori wanted the buffet.
Tori wanted a buffet.
I thought Priscilla said to go to a buffet.
Tori's like, we want to go to a casino buffet. I want steak and lobster.
I love it. Is she going to sit at a slot and smoke, too? She's really getting into it.
She started talking about Keno. She's like, I love casinos. She goes, even when I'm not gambling, I can be eating my dinner. And I can play Keno, so you're always gambling. She was so excited.
Yeah.
But the problem was we were at the doctor so long.
Long time.
We never made it to the casino. But what I appreciate about Priscilla is that she told us to go to Fandango, right?
Yeah, she was obsessed with Fandango.
So Fandango's where we're going to go next time.
What is it, a casino?
Yeah, but they also have an all-you-can-eat buffet.
And apparently movies, right? Because that's what Fandango is. I don't get it.
Exactly.
Now, how long? Joined. This doctor was the doctor for 10 hours and Tori didn't even
know.
I'm only going if I can go to the casino. And you guys are like, sorry, Tor, we're getting back on the plane now.
It kind of sucked.
Yeah.
It kind of sucked because she was really looking forward to the casino. And we had a day of hell.
Did she do a procedure?
She did.
Okay, good. Okay, well, then it wasn't a waste.
She did six. Let me just explain the injections, okay? So what they do is this big, long needle, and they put it in your injury, right? So it's not around the injury. It's actually the injury.
Mm.
So I have 5 scars on my back. So he goes right into the scar with this big, long needle, and then they hit you with Procaine, which is like a numbing agent, okay? So you feel that going. It's a little bit cold. It's fine. No problem. Oh, and I'm just like, oh, and by the way, I told you about the doctor. He's like a mad scientist. He's a little like, and I was micromanaging him a little bit. Like, do you have the cold spray? Where's the cold spray? Because I knew he was going to forget about the cold spray.
That freezing spray.
I'm like, can you use the cold spray? So he does the cold spray. Then he puts the big long needle in. Then here comes the Procaine. Fine. No problem. I'm good. You okay, Jeff? I'm good. Okay. Here comes the PRP, which is the blood. They took it out of, you know, they, which I have to tell about my veins, but whatever. They took the blood out. They spin it. And then they take the blood platelets, which is really weird.
Do you have a problem with your veins too?
Actually, no.
Oh.
I have to tell you. Can I tell you what the nurse said?
What?
She said, you've got great veins.
What?
She said, you know who has great veins? I said, no, who? Jason Bateman.
What?
I said, he signed an NDA. How dare
you? I said, did Jason Bateman come here? She's like, no, I've been watching Ozark. he's got great veins. I said, okay, so comparatively, how are my veins compared to Jason Bateman's? And she's like, "There, you've got good veins." And then Tori, she's a bitch. She's like, "Too bad you don't have his career." But anyway, I've got great veins.
Wow!
First time, boom!
You're so lucky.
Right
That's
there,
great.
Boom! Got it. Pulled out the blood. So then they spin it. So the blood is red, right? But once they spin it, it's like yellow at the top.
Yeah.
And then they use that. Was the platelets, right?
It's like it's like hemoglobin or something.
Blood, white blood cells. I want to say.
I don't know.
It's called schmaltz. You guys ever heard of it?
And then they put that back into you.
Mm-hmm.
And here goes the PRP. Okay, we're good. We're good. Here's the problem. Here's what's next. Ozone gas. That you feel, and that it doesn't matter that they numbed it because the ozone gas is now traveling. So you can feel it go down your glutes. You can feel it go down your legs. It's cold. It does not feel good. Mm. Now, I had 7 of those injections in my nodge, in my ass. By the way, I did get the Band-Aids off.
Good.
I couldn't reach them this morning. And I thought, you know, I'm not going to ask Shane to take Band-Aids off my ass. But I thought, I'm going to see my dad today. I could ask my dad. But then I did get the Band-Aid off my ass.
Was Shane in the room?
Yeah.
He was in the room, and he has serious empathy fatigue.
Did you watch? Yeah, he's like, I'm so over this. Did you watch the...
It was honestly terrible. Like, yeah. Really bad. Like,
can you do a Jeff impression?
So that when he sticks it in, he goes,
I think that's pretty common.
Fuck! Oh, sorry.
Oh, I did do that. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. What was his name? Dr. Hansen. I'm so sorry, Dr. Hansen, because I said fuck a few times.
Of course you did.
To that.
Are you kidding me? I yelled motherfucker fuck in a, when I had my surgery in the surgical center. I was yelling motherfucker in the surgical center.
Tori got 4 injections in her neck. Now, I was supposed to go into the chemotherapy room, but I went into the other doctor's office, so I wasn't there micromanaging Dr. Hansen. So I said to Tori, I said, did he use the cold spray? She's like, funny you say that, because he started on my left and he didn't use the cold spray. And then when he got to my right, he remembered, would you like the cold spray? She's like, yes, please.
Oh,
but
no.
See, that's how I knew. That's why I was. That's why I micromanaged Dr. Hansen.
For people who don't know, that cold spray is a topical spray that they spray on that it feels like a burning, numbing, and a freezing. It's supposed to freeze the area so they can put that thing in, right?
Right.
The
needle. Yes.
The needle in. And it's a lot.
Can I know the technology, if you will, of this ozone gas? Because for some reason, I'm imagining it like sulfur, like it smells like toots.
What did it smell like?
It smelled really bad.
Yeah, because it's gas.
You had me smell it, yeah.
And what are they doing here? Just taking it out of the eroding ozone.
Where were they
holes?
Getting the ozone gas?
That's a great question. I don't know how they source it.
What's the time?
And I also didn't ask him if he has any siblings.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden you're going to be tonight. I wonder what his life is like. Christmas. Does he like holidays?
Well, I want to tell you, I've had PRP in my knee. And the last time I've had every injection in my knee. And the last time I went to get an injection in my knee, they did the freezing spray and they go directly into your whatever. And I might have kicked the doctor to the point where he won't ever see me again.
It was that painful.
For me, it was.
Yeah.
And it was that shocking. I think the thing is with it is it's shocking.
Yes, it is.
If they say to you, first of all, they lie to you. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's
You're
not that
absolutely
bad.
Right.
You know what? Don't tell me it's not that bad. Tell me it's going to hurt so that I can clamp down.
That's what I did.
And get ready. But they don't. They tell you it's not that bad. Then they put the spray on. You're like, ooh. And then rather than holding your shit together,
yeah,
a huge needle now just goes in and now you get kicked in the face.
It was the ozone gas that was the most painful. And then he's like, well, I'm going to go check on Tori. And I told Shane, I'm like, Shane, I can't move. I can't walk. It takes a minute because it's, you know, it's going through your body. Mm-hmm. How long did it take for me to be able to walk?
10 minutes probably.
Were you so just then, laying there with your butt out?
Laying there like freaked out.
Yeah.
Freaked out. Not my butt wasn't out. Like my pants were down a little bit. Did you see my ass?
Not really.
Okay.
But you've seen it. Just in passing.
But
just
I do have to tell you what happened. Something really embarrassing happened to me. So I had to go to the bathroom and I was paralyzed. So I had to wait for my paralyzation to go away.
The paralysis.
Paralysis. Thank you. So I got off the table and I very slowly made it out to the hallway. I was a little disoriented. I walked past the restroom and then I opened the door to a room where a man was lying face down, ass out, ass up, with tubes up his ass.
Did you shit on him?
He was getting a colonic.
Was he getting a colonic?
Fuck yeah.
And I was so shocked. I backed, and remember, I'm moving slowly. So I like slowly backed away and I was so embarrassed that I didn't even close the door. And then I went back over to the waiting room. I'm like, Shane, come here. You got to go over there and close. He's like, I'm not going over there. I'm like, you got to close the door. I left the door open. This is what happened. So when Shane closed the door, it said, big sign on the door, patient getting colon hydrotherapy. Do not disturb.
And you were just like, is this the men's room? I don't know. It looks like it.
Was he sleeping? So he didn't, or he was, I love that he's relaxing with something up his ass, but did he not see you?
Oh, he saw me for sure.
Oh, he did. Okay.
But he didn't say anything. And I didn't say anything. He knew that I've clearly, like, this is a mistake. I'm in the wrong room. But I was so shocked that when I backed out, I never closed the door. So then I was, I can't go back in the room. I've already been in the room once.
You come back.
So
no.
I sent
Sorry,
Shane
I'm
in the
just going to close this. Sorry, I'm popping back in.
I like that he didn't say anything and just stared at you.
What are you going to say?
With some colonic
Excuse
eyes.
Me? What are you going to say?
Well, if I was having a colonic and somebody walked in, I would go, I'm in here. I'm in here. I'm in here.
occupied.
Get out of here.
Oh, I'm turning bright red because I'm still so embarrassed. I mean, ass up, ass out, tubes in the ass.
And did you see like little flecks?
I didn't see poop.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I didn't see
that.
It
would be just.
How
you
big
could be
was
like,
the
you're
tube?
Doing great.
Because I'm curious. I've never done a colonic.
It was big and I haven't done it. What was that?
That was me.
Oh. Yeah. Honestly,
did we get a new sound effect?
Like she threw her
voice. Oh, what sound effect is that?
That's how I think that's the sound I would make during a colonic.
I mean, I hear it's now that you're doing your cleanse, girls, it might be a good time to do it.
I've certainly thought about it. I thought about get rid of the French fry oil, get rid of the all the fat.
They
say
when you do a colonic, they tell you this when you get one. This is what I heard. Yeah. Well, first of all, you lose 10 pounds in one day. So
I'm
not healthy, but
I'm interested.
Love that. We love any fast, unhealthy fix.
Yes.
Yeah.
So do my listeners.
Yeah.
Now, they say the three worst foods for you. French fries, Coca-Cola. French fries is probably her favorite food. Coca-Cola is mine. Yeah. And donuts. Mm-hmm. That's the three worst
and they
things.
Stay in your colons.
There's a lot then in my colon.
Yep. Me too.
I don't know what it is with fries.
I guess it's the oil. It's the I don't know. It's whatever the fat is in oil. I don't know.
Deep fried, but not meat.
But could you imagine how nasty that's going to be the first time? Like if we've never had one.
Yes.
And you're supposed to control it. And some people just like shit the room. And
I'm going to lock the door. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. I don't want any, unauthorized visitors.
No.
If somebody came in and I was having a colonic, I know that the walls would be, there's no way that but this many years of French fries, alcohol,
same thing.
Steak,
it would be
everywhere.
Paul is on Yelp going, I'm sorry, I was at the doctor. And I think it was from Bravo. He walked in.
I don't need a
Bravo celebrity coming in. If like, it's one thing somebody walks in, and it's one thing if it's you. It's like, well, I'm glad Jeff Lewis just saw me fucking two of my eyes. Fantastic. Who's walking next?
If then his assistant walked in. Because he wouldn't close the door.
Then they all.
I'm so sorry I made you do that.
I didn't see much, so it's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, Shane. And you had to witness a lot yesterday.
I've seen a lot.
Tori did get exosomes.
What's that?
So it's the baby cord blood stem cells, which is really good for anti-aging.
I want to get that on my hair. The stem cells on my hair. Is that what she did? Where'd she get it?
They did an IV. By the way, her vein's not good.
Mine isn't either.
Five times to poke, they could not find her vein. They had to go into her hand.
Oh,
I feel her.
That's
weird.
I mean, she doesn't have veins like this.
No.
Sarge doesn't have big, thick, girthy veins.
Jason
Some
Bateman.
Of us have
That's
little
all
veins.
All I have to say, Jason Bateman. All right, we're going to take a break.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack, fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are back with comedians Julie Goldman and Brandi Howard. Now, you have two podcasts. So you have Dumb Gay Politics, which there's new eps every Tuesday. And then you have a second podcast.
We do on Patreon. We have actually two other podcasts on Patreon, which are not politics at all.
It's the same podcast. We just do it twice a week.
Right.
So it's one other podcast. Patreon.com is an app where people who need money go and make stupid, shitty content.
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So ours is patreon.com/dumbgaypolitics, but it's not about politics.
At all. We don't ever do any politics on the Patreon.
Got it. Got it. All right. I also wanted to mention that we have two Jeff Lewis Live Thirsty Thursday events. The first one is in San Francisco on September 2nd at 7:45. We have general admission and VIP tickets available. Go to CobbsComedyClub.com. Then we'll be in the Irvine Improv in Orange County on September 23rd. The showtime is at 8 o'clock. Go to improv.com for tickets. Okay, so after we landed, we didn't get to eat, right? So Tori didn't get to go to the casino. We hadn't eaten all day. I said, look, it's been a hard day. I'll take you to Larson's. Let's go. We went to Larson's Encino. So we get there, and when I go to check in, and I'm a little just nosy. I'm just a nosy person in general. I was waiting at the hostess stand, and I looked over at the computer, and I was looking at all the reservations to see if anybody I knew. And I see Caroline Lewis, which is my sister-in-law. So I sit down, and I'm like, hey, you going to Larson's tonight? She's like, how did you know that? I'm like, do you have reservations? How do you know this? I said, I'm at Larson's right now. How do you know this? I said, I saw it on the computer. How did you see the computer? And I said, well, I was waiting at the host desk. I said, so I look at the computer. That's what you do. She's like, no, that's not what you do. You should work for the FBI. So she came in. Sure enough, she came in at 7:15. And by the way, she goes, who are you with? And I said, I'm with Tori and Shane. I purposely did not ask who she was going with.
She wasn't taking her boyfriend.
It's a good thing she wasn't trying to meet
her husband, my brother. So I didn't text my brother. So she walks in. She's like, hey, how's it going? And I said, good. What's going on? And she's like, oh, you remember Danielle? I said, yeah, I remember Danielle. She's like, well, we're meeting two other people. I said, male or female? She's like, is this why you didn't ask who I was with? Did you think I was meeting a guy? I said, yes, I did. And I said, is this why you didn't text your brother? I said, that's why. I said, I wanted to catch you red-handed. Yeah. But it turned out it was all girls. It was girls' night.
Who's to say that can't be going on?
Oh.
From the lesbian, as everyone's like, well, okay. All right.
You know what?
Always, you know. It happens. It happens right under the nose.
You're absolutely right. And you know what? She lived with me for 3 months while her house was getting remodeled. And she and I would watch The L Word together. And she... Now that I think about
that's a gateway.
There was one girl, hot girl, the one that cuts the
hair.
Shane?
Well, Shane was based on like Sally Hershberger. Yeah. She's the hair cutter.
She's right. Hot. She's sexy.
Well, yeah. She's the one that everybody likes.
Well, Carrie likes her.
Of course. Every regular lady likes her.
Every regular lady.
Yes. Every normal lady likes her.
Maybe she is interested in women. I don't know.
Did she have any Shane type characters with her? Was there a weird lesbian stand-up?
Okay, the one that she was with was very, what do you call it in lesbian words? She's very like feminine.
Oh, right. That's a, yes. In lesbian terms.
Lesbian terms. Yeah.
No, I think those are all the bullshit. So let's just say, but yes. How would you describe her?
Very feminine. Like Carrie, very girly, feminine, whatever.
Perfect.
Didn't see the other two girls though.
Mm. Ooh. Mm. Well, for all we know, there might have been a bull dagger bulls.
Could have been.
You know,
absolutely. Or did you see the girls?
No, it could have been a Shane and a Julie.
That's right.
That's true. Or it could have been four just same. Mm-hmm. Who knows what one's into these days?
Wow. But you know what is interesting is that I just dismissed it because it was four girls.
Right. That's all I'm saying.
Of you. Yeah. Oh. The patriarchy. We were all in it except for Julie. She's like, well, who knows? She's like, they're scissoring all night. I don't have any idea. No one knows.
I mean, the funny thing is,
you're right.
We just dismissed it.
Moved on. She's not cheating.
I have to say, I was kind of disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like hoping she showed up. Like, Jeff,
this is a dude.
Oh, this is Michael.
My contractor.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is my agent contractor. This is my manager, agent contractor. Chair Repulster.
Oh, mm-hmm. Very disappointing news. When I went to the preschool interview this week, she apologized for the fact that Monroe didn't have panties that one day. And I said, no, don't worry about it. I said, it was funny. I said, we got a promo out of it. Want to hear it? And so I played her the promo. Not pleased.
No.
Not happy.
They
not happy with it. Didn't like it. Didn't go over well.
I wouldn't think so. No. I wouldn't have recommended you display that promo for, or any of it, in fact.
Well, you'd think someone would have a sense of humor for someone who doesn't make a four-year-old child put underwear on.
Right.
Well, we basically implied their whole school was just a porn stripper club event with children to throw their underwear.
Right.
I don't know that was a great idea, Jeff.
She talked over it at the end. I was like, it's not done.
She wouldn't even listen to the whole thing.
Oh, so she was feeling like...
She just dismissed it altogether.
Right, because that felt too close to home. It was like reality. It was almost
as
if... What
did she say? She was just like, okay, well, let's get back to the interview, or what?
Yeah, it's like I think she just thought, I'm going to apologize for this, and we're going to move on real quick. But then I was like, no, let's listen to the promo. And I think she didn't like it.
She couldn't, yeah.
How was her apology? Was it acceptable?
She's very sweet and sincere. But I know she didn't want to spend a lot of time on it.
Mm.
I'm sure she apologizes a lot.
Right. And I'm sure that must feel very awkward.
Yeah.
Talking about underwear. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think people, when you say, especially when I say it, panties, yeah. I think it makes people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yes. I would say that's an uncomfortable term.
Why wasn't her lingerie in her bag?
I'm so sorry. Yes. I'm sorry that we forgot to put a bustier on. We just forgot. I'm so sorry.
The good news is that every day that I picked her up since, she's had panties on.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
That is the good news.
That's wonderful.
But I still get disturbed by how excited she was she didn't have panties on.
I like that.
That was the part, you know, that I was like, you know, she was very excited.
Well,
I look forward to all the trollings of you for the rest, at least the next, if I'd say 15 years, she's going to have a real good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you both are actresses, correct?
Thank you.
Yes?
Wonderful.
I would say light on my end.
Okay.
I'm here for the money.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there was a story that came out recently. I used to watch One Tree Hill. Did you watch that?
I never watched it.
Okay. I watched it. I was into it.
Because of Chad Michael Murray?
I don't know. If I just like the soapy kid, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I like you know the 90210s and the Melrose Places. And yeah, I liked it. I watched it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's one of the stars, Hillary Burton. She played Peyton. Do you remember that?
I remember stupid fucking Hillary Burton, yes.
Yeah. Well,
I thought she was annoying then. I think she's more annoying now.
Well, she's like 39 years old now, so it's been, you know, since like 18 years since the show. Well, I mean, I think the show had a good run, like 9 seasons.
Mm. Yeah. Did it?
And I think it ended in 2012.
Wow.
Okay, wow, so I thought it was only like 2003 to 2007.
You know why? It started off on the WB and then it moved to CW.
Oh,
maybe you didn't make the move with us.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, see, I moved on to CW.
6 extra seasons to watch.
Did Hillary make the move?
She made the move.
Ooh.
So she, you know, she rode that train for a long time, you know, like 9 seasons anyway. And, you know, she should be grateful. Just be grateful. You had a good run. You did what was it, like 187 episodes.
And can I say, she wasn't an actress. She was a host on MTV TRL. She wasn't even an actor. So... And I'm going to change it to actor now because it's serious. So she wasn't an actor at all. She was a fucking VJ. So she was completely lucky she got on that. And I remember at the time being like, what's she doing here? And then so she should be even more grateful than the other people on the show because she just really...
They were trained actors.
Yeah, she stepped into shit, really. It's like, lucky you.
Well, she's still very upset for what happened like 15 years ago because she recalled filming an intimate scene that she felt dirty and it left her crying in her trailer. And so let me tell you what that scene is. Now, she is, you know, she was a sexually, she's 21 years. She was 21 years old at the time.
Yeah.
But she played a sexually active teenager. So that would mean you would need to do sex scenes. Now, I didn't think it was a big deal, but she, I guess she was asked to kiss Chad Michael Murray's chest.
Oh, no.
And then as she was unbuckling his belt, okay? So, who's that? Oh, hey, Zoila, morning. She didn't go down on him. She didn't do anal.
No.
All she did, kiss him on the chest as she was unbuckling the belt. That's it. But she just has been very, very, very triggered by it. And by the way, he even, which sounds like a cool guy, he even, I guess he left his tank top on. And I don't know, I guess they did it where it wasn't his bare
maybe
chest.
Maybe it was like shot from behind.
Well, she said in the article that he left his, out of respect, that that he left the t-shirt on so she didn't have to kiss his bare.
Oh, she was so glad.
Horrendous skin.
His bare chest. I'm like, you're 21 years old.
Oh, she also said she felt like a prostitute. How do you feel about this?
Well, I thought, first of all, you're so thrilled you don't have to, you're just thankful you don't have to kiss his bare chest. I thought, she's 21 years old. You were hosting a show in Times Square for MTV. Like, at that point, Ben Affleck had already grabbed her tit on camera. You know, that's like a famous thing. It's like, you weren't, they didn't find you in a cornfield like in the middle of nowhere, and she's like, oh my God, a man's nipples. I've never. And she knew what she was cast as. She was cast as like the, you know, not even a, really a slut, just somebody who's like.
No, the other girl played the slut.
Yeah. She ultimately got with someone 20 years her age, I mean, older than her. She's married to a guy that's like basically 20 years older than her that she met when she was 27. This whole podcast.
Trash truck, I think.
Should I close it?
Yeah, maybe close the door.
I know. I was going to say, we had to park near the neighbor because it's trash day.
Sorry. And, I'm so sorry. You can park in my driveway.
I thought it was, I know you always say that, but you didn't say it this time. And I was like,
you can park in my driveway every time.
Oh, I love, keep saying it to me. It's like, almost like erotic. I'm like, Jeff said I could park in his driveway.
Oh my God. He's going to, now he's going to sue us. Yeah. And now me too, Jeff. And he feels dirty. And he's going to go in his trailer and he's going to cry because he told him it was wrong.
Tell me today. Is he not interested anymore? And then we had to park way down the street. And then this like woman came out. We're right in front of her gate to go out. Which, how inappropriate is that? It's like her and it's a normal.
She opened the door and I was sitting like this. Morning.
By the way, it's a normal door too. Like it's, but it's on her outside gate. It's a door that goes
right here, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like four door, five doors down.
Yeah. I look at Julie. I go, what's going on with this door? It's like a door for inside the home, but it's connected to a gate. Here she comes right out of it. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm parked here. And then I thought it might be Jamie Presley, but like,
no, it's not her.
And I thought she'd let herself go, and I was kind of glad.
No. Jamie looks great.
Yeah, damn it.
Yeah. No, she lives in a mansion in Sherman Oaks.
Okay, great. Well, this woman's rich, too, but she's going on a walk. Yeah.
All right, back to Hillary Burton.
Okay.
So you were saying.
Okay. Sorry. What was it about? Okay.
We're talking about she said she felt like a prostitute.
These girls on that she's on this podcast said they felt like they were being fetishized. And I'm like, I didn't see you having a problem with a man 20 years your senior fetishizing you and you capitalizing on that. I just think it's fucking
Well,
bullshit.
20 years after a thing, I mean, there's one hand where you go, is this entire industry based on sexualizing young women? Yes, they go in, they do sex scenes. That is part of the thing. People agree to do it and they do it. They're not.
They sign up, they take the check.
They say yes and they don't ever. And if you have a problem, and granted, maybe things are somewhat different, but if you have a problem, you go to the director or the producer and you go, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to show my tits. I'm not going to do tongue things.
It was
I'm not going to
do
that. So whatever, it's the right.
Kiss somebody's chest and unbuckle a belt. Big deal.
Yeah, right.
By the way,
she's doing
we all feel like prostitutes. I'm a prostitute. I've sold my soul five times over.
Yeah. Yep. So we constantly do things. You agree to it or you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, and you can feel dirty about it, but at that point, you're like, you want to save it.
I'd rather be kissing Chad Michael Murray's like tank top than doing our podcast, quite frankly. Like, honestly, please. Please.
We've definitely all done things that we wish we didn't have to do. That is for sure.
And but we don't then, whatever, 8 years later, complain about
you just
it.
Can't.
We took the check.
For
can't.
9 years?
You
and
just
now
can't.
They're still exploiting the whole thing. I'm
sorry, I mean, now we're going into retro, you know, like what? Like, oh, I'm a victim of...
I'm sorry, the statute of limitations is up.
Yeah.
For that. For kissing not a bare chest and unbuckling
it
a belt.
It wasn't even a bare chest. He left the tank top
on. That's what I'm saying.
Stupid.
She said she went back behind the camera and they were like, you go, girl.
Oh,
let's
have
a shot.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That was the other thing about it that was so annoying was like the one good thing that came out of it was that it was almost like a built like a sisterhood around it. Like the makeup women and everyone was around me like, you are so strong. Like they now have a sisterhood together because you're so strong because you kiss the T-shirt of the thing of the man and the
it's
thing and the belt.
Insane.
I don't understand
so
what's going on.
Tragic.
So unprofessional.
And then like this show's just awful.
So do we
not
do sex scenes anymore in movies and TVs? Do we just cancel those too?
People do them if they want to do them and don't do them if they don't. That's ultimately, wouldn't that be the thing?
But here's the thing then. You got to be upfront. Say, I'm not going
to
do sex scenes.
You have
I'm not unbuckling Chad Michael Murray's belt.
Yeah.
I'm not kissing his nipples.
Yeah. Certainly now. Now with Me Too and everything that's going on, women are given the platform to be able to say no or create a boundary. Maybe 20 years
ago,
things
were
different. You can't do
it. Don't film six episodes and now we need you to kiss his nipple and you won't do it. We already told you.
Yeah.
You agreed. You cashed the check.
Agreed.
And what about not staying on the show 9 years?
Yeah. It couldn't have been that bad. And it wasn't like, look at what's her name? Sex and the City.
Samantha.
She look what she had to do for all that time. She did it. She agreed to it. And then it got to a point where she said, you know what? I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. And she stopped.
Yeah.
She's not complaining.
Yeah, that was a
well,
big
but
mistake.
But when people don't like, what about the lady from The Affair? Some people, there's these sex scenes that people have to do where you're just like,
yes.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. But like,
yeah.
Which, I mean, what about the guys on Girls? Those guys had to do sex scenes with like, what's her name on Girls? You know,
Lena Dunham.
People have to do them. These girls were doing
nothing.
What are they doing? Like grinding on each other in high school in jeans on the CW? Like, come on. You have to do more than that, literally, in acting class.
Yeah, it's not HBO Max.
No. No, it's not Cinemax. Emmanuel the Seductress.
Emmanuel the Seductress, exactly. Right, it's not Red Shoe Diaries.
Now, okay. What about the OnlyFans stripper?
Obsessed.
Right, who says that, I guess, the naked videos that she's doing on OnlyFans are what God wants her to do.
Let's give thanks and praise to this woman who, regardless of whether whatever you think of stripping or whatever, this lady in her article said she met Jesus at 9. She spoke to Jesus.
At 9 a.m.?
9 years
oh.
old.
Oh, nine.
She's
okay.
been like a Jesus person her whole life.
Okay.
Christian, whatever. But she doesn't care about church and she doesn't care about dogma. She cares about her spiritual connection to Jesus. So she then asked Jesus, she said, Jesus, should I do stripping and put my huge, ginormous titties out? And Jesus was like, yes. And she was like, thanks, Jesus. And then she went and did it. She went and said that she thinks that that her religion and that Jesus wouldn't be sexist, wouldn't be misogynist, wouldn't go against women, would support whatever women want to do. And if they want to put their tits out and be sexual and have their empowerment, he's for it. And I say, great, be the new pope.
And I know this sounds manipulative, but I've also talked to Jesus, and he mm-hmm. wants me to do more beauty boxes, sell more beauty boxes.
Good. Mm-hmm.
And he also wants me to do more live events.
For sure.
And I said, Jesus, is it okay if I raise the price from $50 to $65 for general admission? He said, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Why not?
He probably wants you to get like a raise too. Don't
he
you think?
Said he did say to me, he's like, you know, you're not making as much at SiriusXM as you should be.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I said, I know, my contract is up next October. He said, let's make that a significant negotiation.
Yeah.
And I said, I agree with you, Jesus.
Yeah. Whatever Jesus tells you about barring murder and rape and anything horrible, who is it for any of us to say that you're not talking to Jesus?
Yeah.
If he gifted her with those, you know, those buxom breastesses, then maybe that was the sign. You know,
I think
I mean?
It's amazing for a person who takes religion and doesn't use it for hate and doesn't use it for anything that's against anyone else. Mm-hmm. I say, good for you. Go OnlyFans your whole life away. Yeah. Great. I think it's all. I think it's. I literally think it's one of the most amazing things I've ever
Julie
heard.
Like was touched by the fucking article. You guys.
It really did affect her.
It
in,
did.
In such a huge way.
We're so used to people using Jesus against us.
By the way, why have we not addressed your pineapple shirt yet?
Thank you.
Please don't let an open Thank flame you. Get near
it took,
that.
That took me a while. And do you have brothers and sisters? It took me a while. But yeah, like the pineapple shirt.
Thank you.
I love it.
Yeah.
When we walked in, Shane thought we were like already. He was already for it. He's like, oh, look, I just got back from Reno with Tori and Jeff. I don't have energy for this today. We were already pineappling it up in Reno, but yeah. tomorrow.
Well, he did say, he was like, we've been talking about swinging all week, and I was like, I know, we were part of the conversation. That's why I'm wearing the pineapples for you. Oh,
I love
please.
It.
You don't know how many times we've thought about calling in as a swinger. I mean, there's just a million times that we've thought of different things that
Julie's,
we were
going to
do.
We were listening
that
to Julie.
She's like, wait, should
we? Actually, yeah. Could we start doing that to some of my guests?
Yes.
Easily.
Would you start pranking him? Because my brother does sometimes.
Absolutely.
People are on to my brother now.
Live.
And by the way, I was laughing because the guy's here cleaning the windows in the background. Of the
I
video,
ask him
right?
not to come until 10 every time, and every time he comes at 9:44, thinking he can start on the front.
But you know what? I really appreciate that he's punctual.
Yeah.
I love watching people do squeegee on windows, too. I think it's so soothing.
By the way, yesterday, towards the end of the show, my boss did text me. And this is the kind of support I have here at SiriusXM. So a very nice woman called, and she said, you know, we were discussing the three different synonyms that we would use to describe Jeff Lewis Live. And, you know, we said diversity, belonging, and inclusive.
Oh, yes.
Well, I wouldn't use those. I mean, I would. Maybe
well,
one.
Either would my boss, because you know what he said? He wrote, more like lack of diversity, division, and exclusion.
Whoa!
This is the support I get at SiriusXM.
Exclusion. Jeff Lewis Live, exclusionary. In a word,
not for many.
Yeah.
Now
Celia.
You were actoring. You got to be an actor as well. I was pretty impressed with your... I mean, you were doing full actoring in your commercial.
Oh, my SiriusXM commercial. I was explaining to Julie and Brandy, who are fellow actors, that I did a really great job at the SiriusXM commercial where they feed you lines you would never say, and they don't sound natural, and I can't make it sound natural, yet they're still pushing me to do it. So I had to do every line 50 times. And it still was completely inauthentic and unnatural. Why can't I use my own verbiage?
And how were the other actors in it? Did they seem natural?
They're performers.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're
professional.
They're professionals, I should say. But they're musical, you know, yeah. music performers. I think they're probably used to it. I don't know.
Did
wasn't.
Did they sound real to you, what they did?
I mean, they sound better than I did.
Are you sure? I mean, that's what acting's all about. It sucks. It's nothing but acting's
did you
nothing
just
more
said?
Than yeah. yeah. Is he the one who told you, well, they're performers, so it's fine. They were normal and you weren't.
It's just
is
like,
that what you said?
Yeah.
You just have to cut your it's hard because it's silly and you can't help but be like, this is stupid.
It's you're always just pretending.
You're always just yes. a taste. Here's how he posed for the photo shoot portion. This is how well he did.
Wait.
How do you have that, asshole? How do you have that on your phone?
Take pictures of the monitor.
What is this? Is this a nonchalant shrug we're doing?
Oh,
like,
my God.
You know what? Inclusion.
Okay, sure.
Inclusion.
Looks like something's wrong with my neck.
Yeah. You look...
Like I have a stiff neck. Yeah. All right, show her the other one with the coffee cup. I liked that look. See, look at that.
That's,
look how natural that is.
That's good. Professional.
Wait. Oh, very natural. Like
I needed a prop.
I look like I care about people.
Yeah. I see people.
Jameson, I honestly don't remember. Do you see you have two brothers or a yeah. brother and sister?
Two brothers. Two
okay,
brothers.
I remember.
Two brothers.
One older, one younger, or what?
Two older brothers, Jeff. Thank you for listening.
Okay. He's clearly the baby.
No, Alyssa, I should probably know this. Do you have any, are you an only child?
I have a sister. She has a child. I'm married. I have a husband.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. All right. I know Jameson's single. I knew you were married.
Yeah.
Okay, see? We're all caught up.
You know, now pops, you know everything about pops. Us.
Yeah, you're done. You're done from now on. It's
oh
good.
My God. It's like sitting next to Mother Teresa. It's so crazy.
Oh, shit. We only have 1 minute. All right. Thank you so much for being here, Julie and Brandy. Have a great weekend. Oh. All right. Bye, guys.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.